We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American Media. Paul, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest.
Always happy to see Mina Valentine. She's our very favorite Regency romance author. So welcome.
Favorite author of all time.
Author of all time, Mina. The books are there. Paul reads them all the time. So let's talk specifically enough about the feedback you continue to get.
Yes.
It's exciting to know the people are going.
Seem to be excited about it coming out. They're wanting to know if they could buy it now. And I said, you have to pre-order it now and then you'll get it May 1st, which is Wednesday. But they do seem very, very excited about it. And I'm really excited that they're so excited.
Absolutely. And, and you keep seeing from your shorts and reels that people are giving you feedback and the long form saying they're excited. They're all rooting for you, all your followers. And that's great.
Yes. I even had two or three people contact me, tell me that they saw me on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's coming. You're everywhere when you're doing certain things like this. So let's talk about the characters and how they live on in infamy. So we talked about before, you're writing more and more. So every day you're writing, right?
Every day, probably about 8 hours a day, between 5 to 8 hours every day.
5 to 8 hours every day. I don't know many authors that are doing that.
Well, you have to. You have to.
So we can keep writing books.
Yes.
And what do you give tips for people that just want to write a book, but just don't think they have enough time?
Well, you can write in 10 minutes. You can write it at night after everybody goes to bed. You can write in the morning before you go to work. There are advisors that talk about writing in 10 or 15 minute increments. I can't see doing that myself, but if it facilitates someone being able to write, then I guess it works. I'm one of those, I sit down and I don't want to get up.
And how do you keep from not being distracted?
Oh, I'm easily distracted. I'm easily distracted. I have my own distractors, but I keep at it. I don't stop.
And how do you not stop? Like, so you sit down, do you have an idea in your head, or you're already outlining each chapter and where the characters are going?
I don't really do chapters per se. What I do is I sit down, and my characters take me where they want to go. This book that I'm writing now, I had a beginning to it and I had an end to it. I didn't really have much of a middle, but it's writing itself. If you know the characters and you know what's in their minds, how they think, then the story kind of takes off.
Takes off that's the exciting thing. I don't understand. And Paul is, again, a writer. I don't see myself as a writer. I'll have to have someone ghostwrite it, or I'll have AI write it. Just kidding, you guys. This is a joke. But when I write my memoir, I probably will write it. The hardest part for me in writing is don't pre-write enough. That's the hard part. You love having editors. Now, is that make you more open to create, saying, okay, I know this is not the main final thing when I'm creating where the story's going? I'm just creating, and then it'll be revising, and then creating, and revising, and creating, and revising?
No. I know a lot of people do that, and I've read where that's one strategy, but when I write, I just need an editor to say, you could have worded it like this, you've said that already, I would say this instead of that, but I don't have somebody look at my work and they come back to me and say, oh, well, you need to take all this out. You need to put all this in. No, that I know that happens with some people, and maybe no.
You just go. So right now you're finished. The first book's out. Have you finished the second book?
Yes.
Have you finished the third book?
Yes.
Have you finished the fourth book?
No.
Or is that the book you're writing right now?
Yeah, I'm working on that one. Yes.
Once the fourth book is done, then you're going to go deeper. So are you seeing these characters start to age?
No. I've got two or three more characters out of this that I didn't think I'd have out of the Four Horsemen. So after that, then I have already written books about their children.
Wow.
I wrote kind of backwards. I wrote about the children, and then I decided to write about the parents. That makes no sense, does it?
No, but it's okay if it's historical. It would be a problem if it was like, I'm not going to write about the 1970s. I'm writing about the 1960s. I think you're not. It's fine historically, because it's still the same era.
Well, the ones that are falling in love right now are they're getting married in 1794, 95, and then their children are around 18, 15, something like that.
Oh, wow. Well, what advice are you going to give to writers right now that don't have their story? You're going to write about five books or more, and you're doing it in a series of a year or 2 years. What do you tell them?
Well, they have to be inspired by something. They have to have an idea in their head. That's number one. Do they want to write? That's number one. And then the idea in their head, that would be number two. And then the next thing is to sit down and make a loose outline or make a hard outline. It's whatever works for that person. Then start writing.
All right. Go to MinaValentine.com right now, and you can pre-order the book today. Make sure you subscribe to their email list. Just keep getting more and more subscribers. It's fantastic. Check all that out, and we appreciate it, Mina, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.